And let's go to the orphanage.
Hey now. Good morning.
Hey, hard by Las Colinas.
Hello? Do you have us?
We have you.
You sound a little froggy, but that's
hey
all right.
Now.
We're just using radio voices.
Yeah. Hey now. Can we get more Rick and Craig?
More us.
One, two.
More us.
Yo,
there
yo.
Perfect.
More
less
us.
Me. Look how awesome we sound on the radio.
This place is enormous.
That's what I hear.
It's pretty badass, isn't it?
I've heard you can fit 10 Plano centers in here.
Maybe one and a half.
Hey, is it covered parking?
But it is
do I
nice.
Have to bring my umbrella?
There's a parking garage, but I don't know if it's going to fill up at any point.
It filled up yesterday, but they have tons and tons of spillover parking that is very, very close.
I'm a big fan of the spillover.
Are you?
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
That's loud.
Not the, not the echo spillover.
Good morning.
Welcome to Ticket Stop.
That was Devil Rick right there. Yeah, I'm going to stop by on the way back.
You're going to stop by Southwest Airlines Ticket Stock?
Absolutely. See what's going on.
Which is also brought to you by Bud Light
and Who? Macho Mobile Storage.
Mm-hmm. Who isn't it brought by?
Well, the autograph areas are brought to you by Espada Ultra Premium Tequila and the Cleaner Image.
Mm-hmm. And you can play round ball in the Texas Land and Cattle Sport Court. And if you want to stick around for the Buffalo Wild Wings and Albertsons round tables, that's a wonderful option.
Is that it?
That's it.
Nothing else sponsored? No other big promotions going on? What's, who's Lawrence Taylor's teeth sponsored by?
His teeth?
Yeah, his teeth.
His parole officer?
He's got some big ones.
Ooh.
Hey now.
Hey now.
So was it fun last
hey
night?
Now.
How was the Time Wasters?
It was probably one of the best performances ever.
Really?
Yeah. I say that every year, though.
Who shined? Who was the number one?
Let me guess, Donovan.
Yeah, I'm a big Donovan fan, and
hey now.
He stole the show.
Really?
No question, yeah.
Usually Dan McDowell puts on a pretty good... His singing sucks, but I like his lyrics.
Yeah, he's funny.
He is funny.
But Donovan did Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
Yeah.
And then closed the night out with Prince's Kiss.
Uh-oh.
And all the bitches were going crazy.
Did he dress the part?
No, he just looked
really?
Like Donovan.
Any panties thrown on stage?
I don't know. I wasn't that close.
And did Davey sing the
Davey didn't. 80s? Davey wasn't even here.
I'm retired from the Time Wasters.
Yeah, he quit.
Contract dispute?
Something like that. More like lack of talent, desire, and material.
That's not
that
true.
Never stopped anybody ticket stock.
That never stopped anybody from working at the ticket.
Exactly.
He can't get out of the house anymore.
Ooh, that's,
that's
a
right.
Point.
House arrest.
So you didn't even go last night. So
yeah.
What time did that close down?
I get. What did we get out of here about 8:45? I guess.
That's it.
Yeah, we started like the band started about 7:15, and we did about an hour and a half.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Where was it? Where was the after party?
Barley House.
Barley House and Adair's. It was kind of split between the two.
I heard Barley was not well attended by the killer.
What?
The killer was there, but he said it was not well attended.
Hmm. They were staffed.
Well, how was the crowd last night at the ticket stock?
Great.
Awesome.
It was packed.
But
yeah.
You say that every year.
No, it really was.
Oh, okay.
One thing I noticed about the Irving Convention Center versus the Plano Center, it is bigger, but it seems like the area for prime viewing of the Time Wasters is smaller.
Hmm. Well, that's because you have some sight obstruction.
Yes, you have the big Southwest Airlines inflatable and two giant Dallas Cowboys trailers.
Mm-hmm. So.
I'm sorry. I'm watching Craig be Mr. Magoo over here. He's not listening to a word you're saying.
He's dealing with text messages from his wife.
No, he's looking at our ideal golfer site and just scrolling up and down mindlessly. Like,
what?
Hey, he might buy something. He likes to do that.
No, he's just scrolling.
I thought maybe
up,
he was buying closeout electronics.
Up, down, up. And I could tell the mice are in there, but nothing. Nobody's home. It's
I'm
funny.
Listening intently.
Are He's you? Ready to
it's
get out of
It's the orphanage.
Here. I don't
he
blame
is
him.
So ready
yeah.
to get out.
Well, if you guys are more interested in looking at your website, then we can go ahead and get on time.
I was engaged, but I want you guys to be able to tease and give us a little nugget so we can drive on.
Well, the theme of 2012 Southwest Airlines ticket stock is Mardi Gras.
Sponsorships?
And the ticket chicks have very wonderful outfits this year.
Describe. Give me a taste.
Fishnet stockings. Black ish short skirts.
They're low
cut.
They look like they just hopped off a Mardi Gras float.
Yeah.
All right, that's worthy.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, I heard Norm is taking off for 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's going to New Zealand, I believe.
Again?
What? Yeah.
That's like his favorite place.
Does he get
place.
Like 30 weeks off a year or something?
He just crams it all into one, and I'm sure he takes unpaid leave.
Wow.
You know?
3 weeks, a long time.
Well, that's all you get at Cumulus, I believe, is 3 weeks total vacation.
Well,
that's
you
the maximum
and that's if
you can ever get?
And that's if you've worked there for 42 years.
You know, I think in Europe, you start off with 6 weeks.
Yeah.
We could use some of that. Rink, we're overworked.
But I think if you're going to New Zealand,
well, you need,
I mean, it takes you like a day and a half to get there, and then you have to deal with jet lag, so you probably need 2.5-3 weeks to really get your money's worth, right?
I would think so.
I'm just saying, you know. But he's got status, so 3 weeks, I guess, no big deal. Ooh, I hear a roulette wheel in the background.
Yeah, they're spinning for prizes.
See, Craig just woke up. Roulette?
Free stuff.
All right, we're going to let you go.
All right. Well, thanks for having us on your radio show.
Hey, same here.
And Rick, we'll see you out here at Southwest Airlines Ticket Stock 2012.
Do I need to wear a banner or any patches or anything? Am I
just
sponsored by anybody?
Yeah.
You're sponsored by Avid Golfer.
Perfect. Yeah. Wear your Avid Golfer loincloth.
Dang it, didn't wear it today. All right. All right, we'll see you in a bit.
Be bad.
Did you hear how you were born? Two boxcars crashed together and you popped out of the hobo's butt.
What?
Ticket Stock 2012 is underway.
Yeah, I was here yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I guess it started yesterday.
How could I not believe it? It's happening right in front of your face.
I know, it's Southwest Airlines Ticket Stock, and the doors are open. And if you're planning on coming out here, it's as we've been beating into your brain all week, it's not at the Plano Center. It's at the Irving Convention Center. The brand new Irving Convention Center.
Yeah, the ICC, as I like to call it.
Yeah. Or the droid transporter from Tatooine.
It's a strange design. Like, I wondered for years driving up 114, as I spend a lot of time on 114. It's my favorite highway. And they were building this thing forever, and I was like, what is that? Well, now we know.
Now we know.
And we're here.
You know, this part of Irving is kind of I think it's a booming area.
Yeah?
It's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Las Colinas, they, you know, built it back in the early 80s, and it was just kind of a bunch of office buildings and the stupid canal with the fake Spanish buildings. And then nothing was built out here for a long time. But it was all really well master planned, and now I think all of, like, the houses and apartments and retail and stuff is catching up with the rest of Las Colinas.
It's taken a while. You know, I took my first hit of acid in Las Colinas. A lot of fond memories.
What a waste of acid.
I'm kidding. I don't do those things. I want to know, all right, these three guys right here, because we're all black friends.
Yes.
They're just like us. See, they have hoodies Ranger hats
except
and
they're
coffee.
They're wearing their hats backwards.
I know, but why in the hell would you guys...
No, sideways is not better.
Why would you
get up
on a Saturday morning and come out here?
Well, at least they're drinking coffee
and
not booze.
Well, I know, but... Wouldn't you still be in bed if you could be?
Yeah. You know what I made the mistake of today? I woke up and I thought I was an hour later than I was.
Did you wake up in that panic?
No, it wasn't a panic, but I looked at the clock, and for some reason, even though we've been doing this show for a million years, for some reason I thought we were on the air at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and got coffee at, you know, 8:15 and was on the road out here at 8:30 and then realized, oh, crap, I have an hour to kill.
Idiot.
So I took my coffee and my newspaper that I bought at a Starbucks in Dallas and then went and drank it and read the paper at a Starbucks in Irving.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm. That's how awesome I am.
Why'd you get up an hour early?
I can't tell you.
Well, you can't tell me I'm your friend.
No, I don't have a good reason for you.
Exactly.
No.
I mean,
you know, not only is this President's Day weekend and ticket stock weekend,
mm-hmm.
there's a very important anniversary that is happening on Monday.
It's definitely neither one of our marriages.
I'll just skip right over that. It's the 50th anniversary of some old F taking the first voyage into space.
Really? Well, Jake's here.
I know. It's not.
I'd love to get some commentary from Jake on this and see how excited he is.
No, it's. I don't know if he'll be so passionate about it because it's not Buzz Aldrin.
Mm-hmm.
It's John Glenn. It was February 20th, 1962, when he became the first American to orbit the Earth aboard Friendship 7.
Mark that under. Who gives a shit?
He orbited the Earth three times.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they weren't sure if the heat shield would actually work.
Right.
So they thought he might die during reentry, but he made it.
Which one was that? What ship was that again? Space module?
It was
Apollo.
These were the Gemini missions, I believe. Is that right? Gemini?
Anyone?
Space is super gay. No one knows.
So the first time we walked around on the moon was, what, July 20th, 1969?
Sounds right.
I think that's right.
Let's go with it.
Yeah, one small step for man.
Mm-hmm.
One giant leap for mankind, 7-20-69. That's how I remember that date.
Yeah, so it's 62. That's when we almost kind of caught up with the Soviets, because they had put a dude in space for a day the year before.
That's cray.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere that they're sending up a satellite that's kind of like a janitor satellite to clean up all of the space junk that's been left from other spacecraft.
It lasers old satellites out of the sky?
I don't know if it lasers them out of the sky or if it somehow picks them up and puts them in the back. Has a couple of guys.
Like a Mexican driving through East Dallas? No?
You know, Dave, a lot of our good listeners are from south of the border. And if you want to offend
legally,
that's
they're
fine.
Not allowed to listen to us.
What are you saying?
Because legally they're not allowed to be here.
And, well, they can listen online on their iPhones.
Yeah, legally they can listen online in Mexico.
Not all people of Hispanic origin that are in this country are illegal.
I know, and I'm not. I'm only talking about the ones who are illegal.
But they've come here for a better life, to escape whatever injustices are happening in their home country.
Uh-huh.
So you should embrace your Latin brothers, my friend.
I do. They make fun.
Are there any other races that you would like to hate right now? Live at Southwest Airlines Ticket Stock 2012.
I'm good with everyone. Oops, mm-hmm. I just broke stuff.
So we hear that Gordon might be out here to do a modern-day rant revision.
Yeah.
Which means we're off the air at noon, so he'll show up at 11:54.
Yeah, we might get Gordon for a segment. But, you know, that is a I mean, the only reason that they let us do our show from Ticket Stock
mm-hmm.
is for the hope that Gordon will show up and do the show with us.
Right.
Otherwise, why would they let us?
Yeah, they don't let Rick and Rosenpenis come out here.
No. So, but the special treat for the Ticket P1 who's out here at Ticket Stock is I rooted through my attic and I found three of these rant T-shirts.
Like this one that I'm holding up.
And the one that I'm wearing.
Yeah, the one that Dave is pitting out.
Yes.
Show them your armpit stains.
It will look better on you than it does on me. But, yeah, these are vintage.
It's like 48 degrees outside and you're already sweating.
Uh-huh.
Do you wear antiperspirant?
Yeah, but I've never found one that works. I just need to get that surgery where they cut out your sweat glands.
They do that?
Yeah. Or are they at least snip them like a armpit vasectomy.
Wow. I've never been a real big sweater like that. How have you ever found a woman to love you?
I don't know that I have yet. It's never taken.
Anyway, so, yeah, so rant t-shirts, we have three of them.
Yeah, these are vintage. I guess probably made them like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the last ones in existence. I found them in a box in my attic.
And no more reprints, right?
No more reprints. So we have three of them that we will give away with some rant trivia later on. They might have like little mouse holes or rat droppings in them. You know,
if you're lucky.
I can't vouch for their cleanliness or quality because they have the box was just sitting open.
And these are those. What's the brand?
The Hanes
Beefy Tee, but it feels like an American Apparel because it's so old and wadded up. It's already broken in, so one trip through the laundry and this thing's going to feel like a good old comfortable worn-in T-shirt.
And they're a collector's item.
Yeah, absolutely. They're worth dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you win one today,
mm-hmm.
put it on eBay this afternoon, you'll be eating a Chipotle burrito by tomorrow.
With a drink. And chips.
I don't know about the chips. Definitely not chips and guac. Maybe chips and hot sauce.
Yeah, no guac.
All right, coming up next, I want to tell you the story of the Piggyback Bandit.
That was an abrupt ending. Well, hell, it's 10:31 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, with the surprisingly on-time Orphanage, live from Southwest Airlines Ticket Stock 2012, also brought to you by Bud Light. They have their mobile sports bar over there.
Yes.
So you can saddle up next to an old cougar, make some sweet time with her.
You know, I've been to that very sports bar, I believe.
The mobile Bud Light sports bar?
Yeah, because they park it outside of the Death Star at Cowboy games.
Really?
And that last abysmal home game against the Eagles, I spent the entire second half sitting at that thing.
Outside?
Yeah.
You just left?
Yeah, because I didn't want to see anymore.
You didn't want to see it in person?
Right. I just wanted to smoke with cigarettes and drink.
Good job, Letarian. Also, autograph areas brought to you by Espada Ultra Premium Tequila, the cleaner image. And you can go play hoops on the Texas Land and Cattle Sport Court. They lowered it to 9 feet the other day, and I had a two-handed slam.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God. There's witnesses.
At 9 feet?
Yeah.
I question that. Maybe 8 feet?
No, 9. 9 feet.
So you have like
a five-inch vertical?
2-foot vertical?
No, I don't have a 2-foot vertical.
What's your wingspan?
What, 6'3"? I don't know. Same as I am. Isn't it this way? It's the same as you are tall?
I guess.
So, I don't know. That's 8 feet. I had to jump a foot.
Still don't believe you.
I don't like you.
Well, I would like to share with you an extremely creepy story about the Piggyback Bandit. He's a 28-year-old guy named Sherwin Shagan of Bothell, Washington, Washington State.
How do you spell that? B-O-E-T-H-E-L?
B-O-T-H-E-double hockey sticks.
You think that's Bothell?
I guess. So anyway, he has been alerted authorities in Washington, Oregon, Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota for sometimes stealthily and sometimes requesting piggyback rides from high school athletes.
Okay.
Now he's 5'8", 240 pounds. I saw a picture of him. A lot of times he shows up to games in full uniform.
How old is this person?
28. And he kind of looks special needs, and I guess he kind of, even though I don't think he is, he plays the part.
He pretends to be?
He kind of pretends. So I guess at a the most recent thing was at a high school in North Dakota. He shows up in uniform for a high school game at Century High School, and players and coaches thought he was a fan who came with the visiting team. So then he decides to pitch in around the bench. So he's laying out uniforms, getting water, giving kids shoulder massages on the bench.
Okay, what uniform is he wearing?
I don't know.
Just some
generic
Hutch Troy Aikman jersey and a helmet that he got?
A basketball jersey. Okay. And basketball shorts.
It wasn't Russell Maryland, was it?
No. No, it was not my dearly departed Russell Maryland jersey. And so then after the game was over, he joined the winning team on the court and was asking players if he could get a piggyback ride. And one of the players gave it to him. And they realized that this is a kind of an ongoing thing. This is his little fetish.
Okay, how does he travel from town to town? Does he drive?
I have no idea.
Have a handler?
They say that he's attempted to pay for piggybacks. Sometimes he will just jump on a kid's back. But they say he favors basketball games, but he's also left onto hockey players, soccer players, and football players. He's pretended to interview athletes for a team paper. He's pretended to be a team manager, or just tried to blend in with the crowd. And they don't know why he does it. And the reporter of the story called him, and he said, "I'd prefer not to comment if that's okay."
Well, he's not breaking any law, is he?
Well, they say that in Washington he's got a criminal record and 9 outstanding warrants in one town in that state.
4?
It doesn't say. I assume for related to piggybacking. I don't know. It says that he's been banned from sporting events, high school sporting events in Washington, Oregon, Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota.
Well, he can obviously drive. You know?
Now, on February 1st, he pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanor assault charges. He was fined $730, given a 360-day suspended prison sentence, and told not to go to any more high school events in Montana. The judge said, "Go back to Seattle and behave." I just don't understand what is the joy of getting a piggyback ride from a high school basketball player?
Don't knock it.
Have you done it?
I'd prefer not to comment.
If that's okay.
So then.
So is. This kid's not special needs,
no.
Obviously.
No, he's not.
But he's pretending to be.
It's creepy.
It's obviously this kid wants to, you know, he wants to be part of
athletics. I think that when it started, he wanted to be part of the team.
Yeah.
He was like that autistic kid that hit a bunch of three-pointers.
Or like that one kid that they let go on the field and the other team's defense just let him score the touchdown in the wheelchair. It's like that.
Was that Rudy?
No, that was... It's on the internet. Just look it up.
Look up wheelchair touchdown on YouTube?
That's the name of my new punk band.
Wheelchair touchdown?
Uh-huh. We're going to be huge.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good. There another disturbing thing, and...
You want to talk about the TCU thing quickly?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Quickly. It's on the front page of that paper.
Yeah, about the mistaken identity?
Yes. Interesting enough, one of the kids, there. What's his name, Austin Carpenter, I believe, was named in the affidavit to be arrested. Well, they ended up going after the wrong kid. The kid that they're looking for is a different Austin Carpenter who lives in Houston. But look at the credentials of the one guy they were going after. He's the great-great-grandson of John... Is it John W. Carpenter that the freeway is named after?
Yes.
And his mother was the daughter of a former Texas governor and once considered the largest landowner in the state of Texas. Hey, TCU police, probably don't want to mess with that guy. That's probably one of the most bulletproof 26-year-olds in the state.
Yeah, they're lucky that all that they want is a public apology from the Fort Worth police.
Yeah, that's what they're saying right now. But can you imagine the lawsuit that's going to come down? And think of all the other cases that could be compromised, because if they botched the identity of that kid, because the undercover officer, I believe, the name was, you know, they had the name of the kid that they bought drugs from. Well, they went through and pulled, you know, driver's license pictures and said, is this him? It's like, yeah, that's him. Well, no, that's not him. This kid that you're looking for is 19. This guy's 26, and they don't even live in the same city. So lawyers, they're just like rubbing their hands right now. All these other, you know, 18 or 19 arrests, they could argue that, well, you screwed this one up so bad.
Right.
What about my client?
Yeah, one mistaken identity and mm-hmm. clerical error certainly leaves the door open to more mistakes.
And I don't know if you've seen the mugshots, the collection of mugshots from these kids, but I have a pretty strong feeling that most of them can afford pretty decent representation.
Well, what's tuition at TCU a year, like 25 grand?
Couldn't tell you. It's not cheap, though.
Let's ask Corby. Canal Corby.
Canal Corby. He only went there for a couple of years. Oh, my God.
Wow. Here's Gordon to do the weather.
What are you wearing?
You're wearing a salmon shirt.
Yeah, you're a vision in salmon.
I thought it was pink. Why are these not working?
It's working fine.
All right. This has failed. Hold on.
Say hi to your public.
Okay, these headphones aren't working either. You guys have
we can
headphones.
Hear you. You just need to turn up your...
How does it work?
I don't know.
I sound good.
Maybe
not
turn
really.
Up the one that says return.
It's the one on the
oh
far right,
gosh,
so you can
die.
Hear yourself.
Just die.
We can hear you. That's all that matters.
Here comes...
Kern's on the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, Kern, our engineer.
He got a new perm.
What's happening?
Have you ever gotten a piggyback ride from a 18-year-old?
From a mildly retarded adult?
Or no. That.
No. By the way, is that term... there it is, Kern. Thank you. Is that term okay?
What, retarded?
Yeah.
Or piggyback?
Or
well,
adult?
In music, you can certainly still say that, right?
What, to retard?
Yes.
That means to slow down.
Right.
Yeah.
You can say it in music.
Your
but
growth, your growth can be retarded.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be that.
I wasn't born that way. No, I can't be.
I thought Dave was. Dave, you were born that way, but you got better.
Yeah. I went to a lot of therapy.
Is that why they shot you over to the orphanage and whatever pneumatic tube that the hospital has to
right
to reject?
Like at a bank teller?
Yeah, it's like a bank teller deal. The baby comes out, and they put him on one of those little Willy Wonka kind of good egg, bad egg
after
things.
The mother decides that she hates him.
Yeah. Your mom took one look at you and said, oh, no. This one's a mess, and then put you in the pneumatic tube and shot you over to the orphanage.
See, I pictured it more like the trash chute in an apartment building. Oh. They just open the steel door and... They dropped me down, and I fell into a wicker basket and went into the sewer.
Right.
The sewer.
Floated down the sewer.
Yeah, into the Hudson River.
Like retarded Moses.
I don't know if the
funniest
story
thing
of
you've
Moses...
ever said. Swear to God, that is the funniest
yeah,
thing you've ever said
is.
In your life.
That'll be my band.
Yeah, retarded Moses. That'll be what? What's mine? Wheelchair.
Oh, you wheelchair touchdown.
Yeah,
with
what?
Retarded Moses opening up.
Wow, I distanced
tonight at Rubber Gloves.
Oh, it's stupid.
Whew.
Anyway,
so where have you been? What are you doing? Why are you wearing a suit?
I'm here for ticket stock. Well, there's a confluence of reasons why I'm wearing this outfit.
Well, let's talk about them next.
Okay, I will tell you next the secret of why I'm dressed this way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here for another hour-ish,
mm-hmm.
and then the roundtables start. And
we've definitely just seen the cutest toddler at ticket stock.
Wearing, what is that, a panda hat? Or
no, some striped zebra hat, maybe.
And like I was saying, I wish that there she is.
Look how cute she is.
I know.
Let's give her all a round of applause.
Look
hi,
that.
Sweetheart.
Oh, it's a boy.
Oh.
Whoops. Already got gender confusion happening in that kid's life.
Oh, dear.
He's got such beautiful eyes and sweet, soft features. With the hat on, you can't
just
tell.
Watch it. You're getting kind of Sandusky on me here. And I was telling you guys, don't you just wish the whole world was like that? Just mm-hmm. you're young and nothing mattered. He's not worried about the way he dresses. He wants to wear an effing panda hat. He'll wear one.
He wants to wear cowboy boots and shorts. By God, he's going to do it.
He's totally not offended by being mistaken for a girl right now.
No, he doesn't care about that. Doesn't care about how many Facebook friends he has or not regretting the tweet from last night.
Or if he, you know, do I like the proper Pavement record to
right.
be cool
yeah,
with my friends?
Yeah. Have we turned on the band yet? I just want to make sure I'm on the same page with everyone. Are they cool now?
Did they jump the shark with Wowie Zowie, or was that their best record?
Yeah, that's the way all life should be like that. Everything's an adventure. Yes, a kid that age. Hey, you want to go to the post office? Yeah, let's go. That's fun, right?
Yeah.
Everything's a miracle.
Post office kicks ass, Gordon.
Yeah. You know what I saw on the Twitter the other day? Some lady, I have no idea who she was, but she had a linked Twitter account for her infant child.
Or like the like baby her, would tweet?
Well, I guess mommy would tweet for baby.
But in first person of the baby.
Right. Like, I'm going to dinner with mommy and daddy.
Die.
Isn't that the total bastardization of social media?
Do you know this human being?
No. Just some random person.
Oh. That's weird.
I mean, when people have social media pages for their...
People have them for
dogs. Their children and their pets.
Right.
It's stupid.
Is it, or did people just go, okay, it's kind of cute, kind of funny? Like, I mean, like her family, that baby's family, they probably like those little updates.
I guess.
But you can certainly mem, and yeah.
Well, somebody created a Facebook page for my placenta like 5 years ago.
Really?
Uh-huh. It has like 1,000 friends.
You're more friends than me.
I know,
you're
me too.
And in your upbringing also, that was your best friend at one point, was your placenta.
Uh-huh.
And you never had closeness again until you were, I guess, adopted by some Korean family at the age of 3. I don't know your whole story.
Yeah. Well, as retarded Moses can relate
to...
Hey,
let's just tap the brakes on that character. The worst character in ticket history.
As Davey was placed into a what is it? A trash
garbage
chute. A trash chute in a... In a Bronx apartment complex.
Yeah, a fourth-floor walk-up.
Fired out into a wicker basket into the sewer and
spilled. He kind of got caught between floors 2 and 3 for a while mm-hmm. until another big load came down and knocked him down into the sewer.
And then floated out into the Hudson River.
Yeah.
Well, what was your description that my mom in Boston, Massachusetts,
she squatted
over
a storm drain.
So when I was born, the baby, myself, was... kept alive by being on the storm drain, and the rest of the other stuff that goes along with that, including the placenta, went into the sewers, the Massachusetts sewer system, and created an identity and life of its own.
That's right. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm not real proud of that story that I delivered one time.
Mm-hmm.
That your mom squatted her evil mommy cave over a storm drain, and the storm drain kind of strained out the baby. And then the placenta went down
and
the sewer system.
And the placenta sluiced through.
Yeah. It sluiced through, and it grew to evil proportions, living off the remnants of Boston down there,
mm-hmm.
eating the hopes and dreams of children and whatever it did to grow in stature and size.
Yeah. Well, I think
it was your evil twin.
I think the key part of that story was that before the placenta scurried down into the bowels of the Boston sewers... It stopped and looked back over its shoulder at Danny's little baby body hanging on the storm
and
drain.
Said that one day I will be reunited with you. So it lives now to this day in Boston sewer system eating the aftermath of 1,000,000 hot dogs at Fenway.
Right.
Just
and,
gaining strength to
and
come.
And plotting its revenge.
One day to come find me.
To reunite with you.
Yes.
And leech off your power.
Uh-huh.
Does it have like one tooth?
Yeah. It's like meat wad. You know who Meat Wad
what
is
don't Meat Wad?
From Aqua Teen
Hunger Force.
Oh, I don't watch that. I've heard it's they got some funny stuff there.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's been around for forever, right?
It's kind of old. Do they still make new ones?
I don't know. Why are you in a tie?
Yeah, that's what we teased, right? Why I'm dressed this way. All right, so here's my confluence. Number one, you know me, I have no clothes. I mean, I have the same clothes I've had for...
You have free T-shirts.
Yeah.
And you have crap that your wife
bought you. And then
designer
jeans.
Right. Those are the only two things that I have. So when I woke up this morning, I looked over and I don't have anything to wear. This was still sitting over on the valet. You know what those are? The little... It's like... Anyway. So it was still over there from what I'd worn earlier this week. And I just said, screw it. I'm going to wear my gay shirt and my pants and come out here and host. We're doing a game show later on, so this is my game show outfit.
Are you hosting
also
the game
closest
show?
Thing to
the
my,
match game? Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
Yes. That's correct. So that's what we're doing. So that's why I'm dressed this way. There's no elaborate explanation.
You don't have any Channel 8 obligations today?
None today, no.
Hmm.
No, I'm full ticket today. So I'm dressed up. Don't I look good dressed up?
No.
No?
Smattering
yeah,
of applause.
So.
I think you're just trying to get into LT's pants. That's what you're doing.
I'm worried about LT getting into mine.
You're about...
I'm wearing a chastity belt just in case.
You're about 22 years old, too old for that.
Yeah.
Wow. He is certainly our guest out here. And is within earshot, so...
Who are the guests today? We have LT and Madonna. No, I gave it back
so
to you.
Is this,
I
thing,
lost it. It's right
is this thing open,
right there,
or
yeah.
are these people all work here? What... I thought this thing opened at noon.
No, it opens
no,
at
it
10.
Opened at 10.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought we were just looking at the crew here or something.
No, we have LT at 12:30 signing autographs. Mike Madonna.
I don't mean to
impede
your
girl.
Show.
You're doing great.
It's very unclear whether or not we're on the air right now with the lack of energy you guys are bringing to the program.
We don't have anything.
You're the one that quit this time slot. I didn't ask for this.
Well, you don't have to keep
I'd
working.
Much rather be home and in bed, but I can't. I have to come up here and show my lack of energy with Dave.
So I did the show for, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
How long have you guys done it now? Has
about
it been
six or seven.
Wow, so you may break the record. Are you going for it?
No.
No, this will
we'll
end.
We'll be canceled.
This will end
then.
In 2013.
Really? You got
yeah.
one more year?
Murder-suicide.
Whoa.
On the air.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to do what? I mean, have you drawn the straws yet, or
I don't
who's
know.
Who's going to be doing the shooting?
I think Davey would have no problem killing himself. I just don't know if he could turn it on me.
He practically is with his lifestyle and diet and all the things he's doing. Being friends with Davey is just being a witness to a slow suicide.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to commit suicide by eating 12 cheeseburgers on the air.
And then right as you have the last bite of cheeseburger in your mouth, you just nestle the barrel of a .357 up by the hunked-up meat. Just blow the meat through your brain.
Lettuce and tomatoes.
Yeah, just go
flying
out
the top
out
of your skull.
Splatters up on the wall and says Merry Christmas in some sort of weird graffiti. And
Was it the...
lettuce and tomato and blood and gray matter.
And bone.
Was it...
Merry Christmas in all lowercase. Y's backwards.
With an exclamation mark made out of skull fragments.
God almighty.
We
completely lost the audience on that
one. I think it was Family Guy where they recreated the JFK assassination with Mayor McCheese.
Yeah, they did.
And then Jack Yo climbed onto the back of the convertible and started eating his remnants.
Oh, my Lord. Good God.
That's what I would like.
It was one of the most defensive things I've ever seen on television.
Gosh.
That's what I would like to see Danny do is try to...
Like blow your head off?
No. Whoa. Try and...
Eat the remnants of your suicide brain?
No, try and pick out the ground meat from the suicide brain.
And to form it back into a patty?
Mm-hmm.
What? This is sports radio in Dallas, Fort Worth.
It is. It is.
Unbelievable.
The Ticket.
Uh-huh. I think we should kind of like at the end of Rocky III,
mm-hmm.
where Rocky and Apollo are sparring and they
freeze frame it.
They punch each other at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should hold revolvers to each other's heads.
Count to three.
And count it down. Yeah.
And then go off the air? What do you mean? Like, how does it end in the freeze frame?
It's kind of like the Vietnam picture where the guy's squinting right as the bullet enters his temple.
Yeah. That's my Twitter profile pic.
Mine's that congressman at the podium. Oh, you like that one?
Bud Dwyer.
Is that what his name was?
I know his name.
I guarantee you Gordon has seen that video a million times.
And not that I... It was as if I watched it last night just to try to lull me to sleep so I'd have good dreams.
You watch a GIF of it on your phone.
Does anybody know about Bud Dwyer?
I remember the first time I saw that, it messed with me for like 3 weeks.
I don't know
this
story.
Look at this poor girl is completely shocked. Have you ever listened to The Ticket before? Yeah. Okay, all right.
I don't know this story.
Are you serious? You've never seen this video? What was it, like 1982 or something like
that? It was in the mid-80s, somewhere in there. And Bud Dwyer was, I think, a politician in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, somewhere in Pennsylvania, maybe.
Yeah, and he got in trouble for embezzling a bunch of money.
Right, and he was about to go on trial, or he was about to be sentenced.
Yeah.
And he holds this press conference, and he's standing up in this room. It was probably a room that was about 20 by 30 feet, and it's packed with cameras and, you know, banks of reporters, and he's standing up on the dais. Is that what you call it? Dais? Dais?
Podium?
Podium area, little platform, and he's got some of his staffers in a semicircle back behind him, and he's talking about how unfair this indictment is, and, you know, that this is a miscarriage of justice, et cetera, and so he hands out these envelopes. He pulls out these envelopes, sort of saying, I have an envelope here for you, and hands it to this assistant, envelope for you, hands all these out, and then he reaches up under the little pulpit thing and pulls out a paper bag. So you're thinking he brought a sack lunch.
Right.
But instead he reaches into it and it's got a revolver in
it. And
there.
This thing is no little
revolver. No, it's
revolver.
A .357.
It's a huge Clint Eastwood gun.
And so then people see the gun and they all start going, no, Bud, don't. No, step back. So I don't want anyone to get hurt. And he's real calm, which is real creepy.
God, he is
so mellow. Step back. Don't
so
worry about it, everybody.
About it.
Everything's fine. And they go, no, Bud. And some guy starts moving up towards him and then he kind of panics and throws it in his mouth and then does this in front of these cameras, and it's the most disturbing thing ever. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Why did I just tell that story?
Because.
And so it was televised because
it was live TV.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the camera stays on his face the entire time through the aftermath as well.
And how have I never heard about this?
I don't know.
It's all over the place.
It's horrible to see.
Matter of fact, some band, they're the Bud Dwyer Experience or something. There's some band out there called that.
Well, I think that song by Filters, Hey Man, Nice Shot, is about that dude.
I mean, he falls back into the background.
And his eyes are wide open.
His eyes open, and there's a hemoglobin waterfall coming out of his nose.
Dude, it's horrible. It's the worst thing you can possibly see. I wouldn't recommend it.
So that's what everyone should avoid today here at Ticket Stock, is watching that. Anyway, let's talk about something fun and uplifting and exciting. See, that little kid wearing the panda hat, he wasn't worried about Bud Dwyer. Now we've thrown it out there, and I'm going to be walking around creeped out all day.
Well, maybe we should all wear panda hats.
No.
We're all black friends.
We are all black friends.
What does that mean? What is that from? I hear it all the time, but I don't know what it's from.
The SNL TNT skit.
The basketball, you know, Barkley and Kenny, what's his ass,
Albert.
And the other fella.
I don't know.
Kenny Smith. And Shaq.
Yeah.
What's the story with that girl that's sitting down there? Yes.
Why don't you...
Where's the wireless microphone?
Yeah.
You're creeping on the only girl sitting in the crowd by herself.
Yeah.
She's just trying to have fun.
I'm singling her out from the herd and kind of trying to get her over to where I can attack.
Just waiting for her to let her guard down and take a drink of water?
Yeah, I'm going to wait for her to go feed, and then I'm going to...
feed.
All right, coming up next, Gordon is going to stalk this woman, and we'll do some rant trivia to give away these mothballed old shirts. What the hell time is it?
Yeah, it does.
It's 11:15. I thought we were more on time than that.
We had extra commercials to play.
This is The Orphanage with special guest Gordon Keith, live from Ticket Stock 2012, brought to you by Southwest Airlines and Bud Light and Macho Mobile Storage. And the place is filling up. It's a fabulous location at the Irving Convention Center.
Stop saying
And, I'll tell you what, it was easy to get in and out of this thing last night. There's so many arteries that filter Northwest Highway, Connor, 114, so many ways to get in and out of here to get to either Dallas or Tarrant. It's awesome.
Instead of being jammed up on Central?
Yeah,
like
on Spring Creek Parkway for an hour and a half afterwards.
I think 114 is an underrated artery.
No doubt.
Now, certainly there's a lot of construction right by the old Texas Stadium and then in Grapevine. So there's parts of 114 that are a mess right now. But I think overall, 114 is underrated and underutilized.
Anyway, is that the end of your editorial?
You know what? I was thinking I would like Craig Miller to do a top five, bottom five freeways.
All right. That's Dave Lane. All right, now we have someone out with the wireless microphone because we're going to talk to girls this segment. That's what people want to hear.
Let's
not
introduce
Davey raiding the highways of DFW.
Why do you want to hate?
I don't want to hate. Hey, I want to love you,
don't think
but you need to be worthy of my love.
You don't think that's tantalizing content?
No.
I'm a big fan of R.L. Thornton.
So Jake Z is out in the audience with the wireless microphone.
Hi, Jake.
Jake Z.
How are we?
Jake and I had a great little conversation last night.
I feel like
bonded.
I'm in the French Quarter
that's
over
the first
here.
Time
so
you
authentic.
Met him was last night.
Huh?
That's
yes.
The first time you met him was last night.
I know.
He's
I
been here
thought,
for like 6 years.
I always thought that the one that y'all were calling TC, I thought that one was Jake.
He called me TC.
Yeah, I did. I was very confused as to which one was what.
Yeah.
But we bonded last night. We had a good time. We talked for a while. And he's out with the wireless microphone.
You guys
microphone.
Smoke out together?
Hi, Jake.
right before I went on. Big mm-hmm. bong rip.
Mm-hmm. With Gordon.
I'm over here with the baby.
All right, see interview that? The baby.
Scott H.S. says, where are these hot girls that you...
Well, go talk to the one.
Get up, walk around.
Go over here.
Gordon wants to stalk the one in purple.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to, she's
I'm
to talk
coming,
to her.
I'm
she's,
pretend,
she's pretending that she's...
Oh, God, Jake.
Feedback, guys.
Well, there's another one yeah, right there,
don't
Jake.
Walk, don't yeah,
walk
go
in
underneath
front of that
it.
Speaker.
Go underneath the speaker, and the lovely lady in the grape top.
She's pretending she's hiding, but she wants to be found.
It's a grape top that has watermelons underneath.
How are you, ma'am? She's got a McCafe.
All right.
You're a big
you have
morning
ghetto
McDonald's
coffee.
Guy, Gordon, right?
What?
Morning McDonald's guy, Gordon. You got
I am.
Something to bond over
it's
here.
It's the only
McCafe.
Thing open.
How are you, miss? What's your name?
Amy.
Amy, how old
Wait,
are you?
Wait, who is he talking to?
I'm talking to Amy.
She's right there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who are you talking to?
I can't see. I have cataracts.
No, you don't.
I know.
I want to avoid this monitor.
I have some glaucoma.
Well, no,
medicine.
You're behind,
behind it.
You're behind it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Get right.
Have
get
you ever
behind
heard the concept
too.
Of feedback?
Just right behind her?
Yeah.
Feedbags.
How old are you, Amy?
34.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, she looks young, man.
I know.
Well, I mean, 34 is young for me.
That's my dream. 34. I'm 26. I'd rather go 8 years up than 8 years down.
You're 26. I thought you were like 21 or something.
No.
He's been working with us since he was like 15.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Amy, are you married?
No.
Were you married?
I was.
How'd that
what
go?
What the hell
what
is going
hearing?
On? We're getting double Gordon.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing my voice.
This lady's dream.
Okay, you've never been married?
No, I have.
You have? Mm-hmm. Did you have a baby that came out of you? A long time ago.
Yeah.
Do you have custody of this child?
I do.
Good. How old is the child now?
18.
What? You were 16?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's... Why did I tell the truth?
Wow, so you were 16.
Yes.
Is or it an interracial baby?
Yes.
Mexican?
No.
Black?
Boy?
Girl.
Girl.
Jasmine.
Jasmine, okay.
It's a very interracial name.
How did you know that?
I can tell. I'm like a carnival guesser.
Wow.
I'm usually very good, and usually I can guess the gender of a child and ages and things like that. I would have gotten this one wrong. I wouldn't have guessed that you got pregnant on your first period.
Oh, my God.
Well, technically, she wouldn't have had it.
The first
that black guy intercepted it and returned it for a touchdown.
The first
yeah, she got pick sixed from her first.
All right, was the father of your baby a defensive back?
No.
Okay.
Point
what did
guard.
He, what did he do? What sport did he play?
He didn't.
Oh, okay. All right, kind of an Urkel type, huh?
What did he do in school? Were you guys in high school together? Was he a dropout?
Was he a teacher?
Wait, where did you meet this guy?
Seagoville?
Hey, why was Seagoville a guess?
He's not an athlete. He's got to be doing something.
Go ahead.
Back over.
Go ahead, Amy.
He was a lot older.
You were 16,
how much older?
30?
It's okay. You can answer me.
Yeah.
He
it's
was
safe.
8 years older.
This is turning into one of Ty's films.
That's
really
so
fast.
So that's what, 26?
24.
Yes.
So she was 16, he was 24.
So that's
he was 24. That is illegal.
That's statutory.
Yeah, that's illegal.
You didn't know this was going to happen.
Fortunately,
you,
the statute of limitations is up on that.
Something else?
No, this is great.
She wants to talk Mavs with you guys.
Was he arrested for this, or
were you guys ever together?
The statute of limitations, or what are we?
Very short period of time.
Yeah. And how did you meet this gentleman who was 8 years your senior?
Whataburger tournament over in basketball tournament. Area? What's the
How
does this happen? How'd you meet him?
I didn't have a lot of parental supervision. And
Where was Dad? How long has Dad been out of your life?
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
I know where this is going.
It's okay. You can answer me. I'm a broadcaster.
I know. let's point the attention.
So your dad, you didn't grow up with a father in your home?
No.
Okay.
Neither did I.
And your mom had some issues of her own.
Did you have sex with a black guy when you were 16?
All the time.
Oh, my God.
So what, your mother, did she have any sort of substance issues? Right.
I turned out good, though.
You did turn out well.
You did.
Especially up top.
You're a ticket stock at 11. You turned out great.
So we still don't know how you met this guy.
It's okay. You can tell us. You've told us everything else.
I know.
It's pre-internet, so.
Yeah. How'd you meet him?
His brother was dating a family member.
Your mom?
Your mom?
Mm-mm.
Your dad?
No.
Your aunt?
It was like a cousin or something.
Cousin or something like that. And what? Where did you grow up?
In
Texas?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts in Texas? Small place?
Pleasant Grove.
Pleasant Grove? You grew up in Pleasant Grove?
Like Mesquite-ish area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Seagullville.
So is Donovan your ex?
Hey.
Donovan.
So are you currently looking for a man? Are you okay with
the... Yeah, now the kid's out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's gone. She got her own place.
Wow. She got her own place. Wow.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Did your grandparents help raise the kid, or did you have some help?
No, I didn't.
You didn't have any help?
No help.
And does the kid have the same proclivities that you had at that age?
Yeah, she been pregnant yet?
No.
Are you a grandma yet?
No. She's a good girl.
She is?
Yeah.
Unlike you?
I'm good now.
You are?
Yeah.
She's rehabilitated.
Yeah.
Well, God, wow, what a story we
have
here.
It sounds like
she
turned a very difficult situation for a young lady into something very positive.
Round of applause.
I think we should definitely give this woman
a round of applause. Yeah. How did this happen? You're in front of these guys.
And do you listen to the ticket?
Every day.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Did you lose headphones just then, or is that just me?
You've had more problems with those headphones.
Oh, this is Davey. Sorry about that. All right, well, good. So you listen all day long. We like that.
When I'm in the car.
What kind of work do you do, Amy?
I own my own small business, and I work part-time for another company.
Well, would you like to plug your own business, or would you like me to plug you? Or
really?
How you want to work it?
God.
Sure. I mean,
what's your business? What's your business?
I do voice and data cabling for commercial sites, so...
Okay.
And ironically, Gordon would love to lay cable with you.
Oh.
You guys are a mile a minute up there.
Yeah. Really digging deep for the jokes, aren't we?
All right. Well, I'll come talk to you later.
Okay.
We'll get it all worked out. Okay.
God, so brazen. He just doesn't even disguise it anymore.
Who, Gordon?
Yes.
No, not at all.
I like reaching out and touching the P1s.
Yeah.
What a creeper you are.
You guys want to ruin anybody else's day?
Or do you want to...
Do you want to do some rant trivia?
I want to see where her 18-year-old came from.
Oh, my.
Gordon.
Oh, my.
Maybe we can use it as a T-shirt cannon.
Holy
wow.
Dude.
So, wait, we stuff it down in there like a cannon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You pack it down in, and then you just kind of...
Then you jump on her belly.
Yeah, jump on her belly.
She's like the ticket stock fun slinger.
It's like one of those little pop guns you used to have as a kid, you know, just the air pop gun. Well, that's okay, Amy.
You'll be
our T-shirt cannon. You're our official T-shirt cannon.
All right.
Sweet girl.
Coming up next, we will figure out a way to give away these rant shirts, and we'll have more gold from Gordon Keith of the Musers on the ticket. 11:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Orphanage with special guest Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
Live from Southwest Airlines Ticket Stock at the Irving Convention Center.
Yeah.
And the best show goes on during breaks. We get into interesting topics, and no one gets to hear it.
Because we, as bad as the stuff that we air, we can't air what goes on in the breaks.
Some of it you can. Like Danny's theory about women. Go ahead, Danny.
It's time for rant trivia.
Give away the free T-shirts. I think it's a good subject. I would say you said your claim was that 100% of women are crazy.
Yes.
100%.
And it's not their fault.
It's the way God made them.
Because they're a sea of hormones and that sort of thing.
Yes. They have that awful thing that happens to them a week out of the month. How could you deal with life knowing that that's going to go on
knowing
for 30 years?
Knowing that your body is that flawed.
Yes. Not that it's flawed, but that has to happen. Just say for 5 days your foot opens up and...
Just an open wound.
Yeah, for 5 days.
You're just trailing around.
And you're always
blood.
Having to put up, you know, towel always, on it and
right.
stuff.
Always looking like you're fleeing a murder scene.
Yes.
Just dragging a foot back behind you.
That, and then most women spend their entire lives from 13, 14 on.
Younger now, probably.
Yeah.
Trying to be hot.
Avoiding every wiener in the world. There's
always
some guy that's trying to get in their pants.
Right.
And they have to deal with that in the workplace when they're...
Or not enough guys are trying to get in their pants, and then they have to hate themselves for that reason.
No, it doesn't matter. They're always trying to avoid... You know how guys are. We're the worst.
Are we?
Yes.
I think maybe you are.
No. Good. Really? Hello, Paul.
Yeah.
It's me, Kessel.
You're black. Roll the tape back from last segment.
God.
So you think that the defense of Wiener... Makes them crazy.
Wiener defense, yes.
Why?
Just always having to stop it from touching them.
But yet when they turn, you know, I don't know, 38, 40, 45, and all of a sudden they don't have that attention that they just accepted as a God-given, then that makes them crazy too, right?
Yeah.
When all of a sudden their male attention shuts off and they're like, wait a second. And then it's frantic, you know, try to appeal to the men again,
yes.
the very men that you didn't want getting on... To get all this attention from
yes.
before. So then that makes them crazy.
And I think that you can't discount the mean girls factor as well.
Yeah.
Women cutting each other, the peer competition
with each other.
Yeah, so women they try to do all this sisterhood business. Hey, you know, we're for women's rights and we're all feminists together and everything. And then they just cut each other up. What's with that?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Guys don't do that. I have seen guys... Get into an argument, punch each other in the face, both have bloody noses, and then be laughing arms around each other, getting another beer together. It's like their conflicts are just over like that.
Yes.
It's like no big deal. Meanwhile, women, if you hate a woman and she's your chief enemy, then she's your best friend for the next 4 years as you subtly work against her. What's with that?
Align her friends with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But guys are just kind of straightforward and...
Guys just want to eat a meatball sandwich
and then
and
do it.
Launch and go to bed.
Right.
Seriously. That's it.
That's it.
Life is fine. That's all we want.
So why are women so attracted to just constant drama? What's with the drama? They can create drama where there is none.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I think that comes from their mothers.
Is that their sport?
Yes, that's why...
That's sports
that's
for women.
That's their fantasy
yes.
football team.
Is creating and talking about, does he like me, does he not like me? Do you know what he did last time? This is what, do you know what... And I tell you what, I tell you who's sliding me today and everything, and just quiet.
That's why shows...
I'm trying to eat a meatball sandwich.
That's why shows like Real Housewives are so popular, because
right.
that's their sport.
Right.
They like
drama.
To watch girls bitch at each other.
Why is that enjoyable?
I don't know. Why do you like to watch football?
I don't.
What do you do?
You really want to know?
I watch
stuff that's on the internet.
You're hopeless. You truly are.
I watch girls being mean to each other on the internet.
Asian girls?
No, not Asian girls. I haven't sunk that low, Danny. It's a joke. It's called comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's play
and,
rant
and,
trivia.
And when you
Come
say
on.
When you say be mean, you mean go to the bathroom on each other.
Whoa.
Yeah, be mean was just a
euphemism
for BM.
Is that a... All right, rant trivia. Let's do it.
Woo!
Okay,
hit
do, we
the
still,
theme,
do we still have the wireless?
Somewhere.
Where's the Z-ster?
The Z-ster?
I've got one, and I'm sure we can come up with others on the fly, and we'll just... If you know the answer, you'll raise your hand and we'll get the wireless to
Here's
you.
Here's the deal, though. Most people don't even know what the rant is, so why are we messing
with
it?
Yeah, they
this?
Do.
Yeah, it's
everybody knows.
It's legend.
No, you are confused. Most of our listeners we've gained within the past 5 years, I would
by,
say.
By show of applause, yeah, by show of applause, who remembers the rant?
30%.
Well for those who don't know, the rant was this very time slot,
mm-hmm.
7 years ago, back to 15 years ago, 17 years ago, and it was anchored by this man, Gordon Keith.
Yeah.
Before you decided that you hated working weekends and you didn't want to see me anymore.
That's right. And it did hurt our friendship because we don't see each other anymore.
I never see you anymore.
But Dave was my producer, longtime producer.
He no longer needed the Saturday morning show to subsidize his income.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do, Mr. Big Contract.
I don't know what you're talking about. but yeah, so Dave and I worked together for a lot of years, and then I was happy when I stopped doing this shift that you stepped in and you got
He's
to
carried
keep doing
the
it.
Torch, for
yeah.
sure.
Well, I was fortunate that Danny was willing to actually wake up on Saturdays. I didn't think I'd ever be able to talk you into it.
All right, so rant trivia. We're going to give away T-shirts.
Do we have wireless? Okay.
Yes.
All right. To reset, I found these in my attic. I'm wearing one, but they are rant T-shirts that were printed probably 10 years ago.
They need to be laundered.
These are the last three in existence
they
that I'm going to be giving away.
They were in your attic?
They were in my
yeah.
attic.
That looks like it was crumpled up under your bed.
No, it was crumpled up in a cardboard box.
Huh.
You sure you have
it? It doesn't smell or anything. So
looks like there's a few.
Yeah, just keep that away from a black light.
Yeah no kidding.
I would suggest laundering it when you get home before you
coated,
wear it.
Coated in Dave Lane babies.
Coated.
That's how I autograph items.
Oh jeez. Just got a veneer of your DNA on it.
All right, so the first
Merry Christmas, love, Dave.
you have to
load up on vitamin E.
Load up on vitamin
just,
E.
Just so you can write your last name.
Half a letter out at a time.
Okay, so first trivia question. Just raise your hand if you know the answer.
Why are you laughing at that, ma'am? Look at her. She's blushing, Dave. She wants to hear more about what happens to your T-shirts.
Yeah, you just think these are pit stains.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
All right, so what was the name of the UTA student who was impaled by rebar on I-30?
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Anyone?
Anyone raise your hand if you
know.
I thought he was an A&M student.
But no, I think he was a UTA student.
All right.
Anyone?
Impaled by rebar. Yeah,
that is an obtuse question.
I know it.
No one.
What? Quincy Carter.
Quincy Carter, no.
Was impaled by rebar on I-30.
Do you know?
What?
Well, he was Asian. That's a hint. I think, maybe he was African?
This is the worst, oh my God. This is the worst segment.
Bun Pot!
Jeez.
All right, now it's your turn. Come up with a rant trivia question.
No, it's not my turn. This is your segment. I'm against this from the get-go. I want to talk to more women. That's what the P1s want to hear. They want to hear us interrogate women.
You can do that all day with Lawrence Taylor.
Okay, does anyone remember the name of...
That was cops interrogating the woman.
...of Jim Nance's former wife who had lobster
gosh.
Claws?
What's... Bree McGinlin? What'd you say? Bree Olson. No, that is a porn
think
star.
That's Charlie Sheen's porn star.
Bree Walker, yes.
There you go.
That's
who got it?
Right there. That gentleman right back there in the brown shirt.
Yes.
God, even you bringing up these old stories makes me regret that show even more.
Does everybody remember Baby Arm and Lobster Claw?
The worst hypothetical of all time.
Yes. Would you rather be born with baby arms or lobster claws?
Why did I ever allow that to go over the air?
Which are real ailments.
Yes, and that's the part that's unfortunate. We should have done the old, would you rather have shark teeth or be the Chinese Jimi Hendrix?
That's my favorite one ever.
Which would you choose there?
Me?
Yeah.
Chinese Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
I think it was, would you be Chinese Jimi Hendrix or just be you? Be yourself.
No, it seems like and this is what's even more unstable. Dave was my producer, and I think Corby was my board op at one time. Or
yeah, Corby was on the show for a while.
That was the biggest Circle J you've ever heard in your life.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, yeah, I think we gave the hypothetical to Corby. You can either be the Chinese Jimi Hendrix or be dead, and he chose death.
He was like, can I speak English? No, you just speak Chinese.
Yeah.
I'd rather be dead.
He chose death.
That's stupid.
That's unbelievable. We're like, you're like Jimi Hendrix, you're great on guitar. Yeah, but I'm Chinese, right? Yeah. Oh, no, death. Corby!
Okay, here for the final rant t-shirt, this is a Corby-related question. What did we talk Corby into having as a celebratory accent at his weddings? At his wedding, what are you saying?
I don't know that I remember. I don't understand the question.
Blood cannons.
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
Remember, as soon as he said "I do," they were going to shoot deer blood off into the crowd.
Into the crowd and coat everyone. Yeah. They were going to rig up blood cannons, and wasn't his wife's train?
Yes, she had blood packets in her train.
There were blood packets
that would remote fire.
Yeah, when she would walk down, there would be like this smear of blood that would be, you know, sidewinding back behind her. It'd be like a serpentine of blood just smeared on the aisle in the sanctuary. Why did we have to trick up his wedding so much? That was like an all-time classic rant show. We were at a men's warehouse or something. And it was the show before Corby's wedding, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several historic conversations that took place within that one show. Rant historic conversations. Blood cannons. Was Lobster called in or was morphing?
That may have been the whole morphing thing.
All right, the morphing conversation from the rant was, would you make love to your best friend if he had shape-shifted into
the hottest woman in the world.
Hottest woman in the world, a supermodel. But, like, right after you enjoy that apex of human pleasure, all of a sudden the supermodel starts sweating and shaking and morphs back into your best friend right up under you.
You have the memory and the physical pleasure,
right,
of
yes,
the supermodel, but you know back behind those eyes there's the soul of your best friend.
Right. Like I'm looking down and knowing that as soon as I accomplish that, whoever it is, name a hot supermodel who's on the cover, mm-hmm, of Sports Illustrated this time.
Oh, Kate Upton.
Upton.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Upton's going to morph into bloated Dave right up under with a torn rant shirt, like he just came off an Incredible Hulk-type metamorphosis.
All right, have you already gone through the process of extraction?
No, there's no extraction.
Oh, God, then where is it?
it's in a hell zone.
Bottom. Yeah, I think you need time for a dismount.
Yeah.
No, but then that sullies the hypothetical.
Yeah, because you
have made love to supermodel quality.
But seriously,
it just happened to be Dave.
Wouldn't that be the best thing anyway for a guy?
You're hanging out
with your best friend, you're, you know, ripping bong hits, and you decide, well, let's have sex. And
yeah, morph! Come on,
he
Dave,
he turns
morph.
Into Brooklyn Decker, and the second you're done, you guys go get a sandwich together.
Yeah, then you go to Buffalo Wild Wings and talk about
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
But would it be weird, though?
The whole extraction issue, that's the thing. If you have to stay where you were for 10 seconds,
yeah,
all it turns back into Dave.
Yeah,
because originally,
as it turns back into Dave and fuses around you in some way.
Then you're Siamese twins.
Yeah. And you have to go to a doctor and try to explain what happened. Well, he morphed into Kate Upton and it's all real.
But originally, the original hypothetical was that afterwards, your best friend goes into the bathroom and morphs back. And then we up the ante to where it was immediate.
Yeah, at first, the morphing could be done in private.
Right.
So you could preserve some sort of plausible deniability that was who you were with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not good enough. You have to experience the morph right there.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Yuck.
And when they morph back into your friend, they're screaming. Like in terror. You see the terror in their eyes.
And they're covered with ectoplasm afterwards.
Whoa, what?
Like the Terminator coming up out of the shell.
Right. So would you? Or would you just, that's okay, I'll just bypass the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you? I don't need Kate Upton or Heidi Klum or whoever that bad. Mm-hmm. I would bypass it. I'm not interested.
I don't want that in my life.
Then you could video it, post it on the internet.
Yeah, but then you'd have to explain what's the quick cutoff at the very end of the video. Sorry, ran out of tape. Ran out of hard disk space.
To see the full-length video, go to blahblahblah.com. Go to godaddy.com.
Go to brazzers.com for more.
Brazzers.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Oh, all right, coming up next, either we limp to the finish line or roundtables start. I don't know. Stay tuned to find out. It's 11:55 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Orphanage winding down from Southwest Airlines Ticket Stock 2012. I'm Dave. My regular co-host is Danny.
Hello.
We've been joined for the last hour plus by the great Gordon Keith.
Hello, Irving.
And we are also joined now by the great Junes.
Junes.
Stay hard. They're not booing. They're saying Junes.
Yes.
And you alerted me to an error, one of many I've made today, but I need to issue a retraction because Bree Walker, the lobster claw woman,
her name is Bree Walker. She's not the lobster claw woman.
Well, it's in parentheses after her name on her business card.
Not a parenthetical, no.
But she was not married to Jim Nance. She was married to Jim Lampley.
Yes.
So what, do you need your T-shirt back now?
No, he still got the answer right. I just presented the question incorrectly.
Now, Jim Nance recently was divorced from his wacky wife, but she did not have lobster claws.
She was just crazy.
Yes. So you owe a retraction / apology to the Nance family?
Yes.
To me, because I heard it and was offended.
To Ticket Stock?
To Ticket Stock.
And to the Lobster Claw Association of America.
It's not an official organization.
By the way, just another observation about your broadcasting. You just said that the orphanage was winding down at Ticket Stock, which is correct.
We never wound up.
But also, when you come to the end, don't you also kind of wind up? We're winding up?
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that funny that you can wind up and wind down at the end?
Right.
And they both
mean
time.
The same thing.
But you can't wind down at the beginning. You can only wind up.
Right. But they managed to wind down from the very beginning.
Every weekend.
It's like fat chance and slim chance. It means the same thing. Why should that mean the same thing?
Is this like a George Carlin routine you're going into?
I'm just practicing, because I want to do some stand-up.
Yeah, you know, listening to Dave, I think Dave is an incredibly funny individual, but there's something about Dave that is just a radio barbiturate.
Uh-huh.
It's like you can, if ever I want to go to sleep, I can put on a story that Dave's telling.
Or watch golf.
But his content's good. It's something in his voice that just kind of...
It's the halting delivery.
He's not going to argue with you.
That's why I'm on Saturdays.
Oh my!
I love the orphanage. I'm just happy to be a part of it for a few minutes here.
Okay, high road taker.
It is exciting, isn't
There's
it?
There's high road taker.
I don't know if it's exciting. I just said I love it.
Are you excited to talk to LT today? Are you on his round table?
I am. In fact, I'm the captain of that round table, so there's a lot of pressure. I did a lot of studying up on LT today.
Are you gonna bring the high heat?
Yeah. Not from the beginning.
You're gonna ease into it.
And then you hit him with a fastball. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be the most difficult roundtable interview of a headliner that we've ever done.
Why is that?
Because there's so many landmines?
He's got a tiptoe?
Yes. Everybody else has been pretty easy. You've been a huge fan of theirs. So much great stuff to talk about. In LT, there's great stuff, but then there's also all the wheels off stuff, and it's going back and
so
forth.
So sometimes there's like the Gaylord Perry bear trap.
Right.
That you create on your own.
Right. I didn't intend to create it, but I stepped in one.
But LT has landmines that are just there.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's going to set him off.
And if you set him off, you don't know. He might kill you.
Well,
so, I mean, probably not. Odds are that he won't, but you got to watch out for that.
Hmm.
Because just look at the way he played on the field. You could see where he could get very angry and sack you.
Mm-hmm. And by sacking you, he would harm you to the degree that you would be killed. So it would be more like manslaughter than murder.
So I think it's going to be very, very interesting. Now, I can't wait for it.
He's been asked, in a way, I guess kind of the tough questions regarding that whole incident by Chris Collinsworth and those guys on Inside
Showtime.
The NFL. But they kind of lob softballs. And it wasn't like... truly pointed, hardcore discussion about it.
Right. And when he would say something a little off or a little controversial, they wouldn't attack that.
Exactly.
They would just let him,
go.
Which is probably what we'll do.
Well, he's your guest.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
but he is getting paid to be out here.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Is he? I always thought we just kind of booked these guys.
Well, I'm sure there's an appearance fee involved.
Just pass a tip jar.
A what jar?
A tip.
Hmm. Tip.
Yeah, just the tip jar.
Why don't you, Gordon, why don't you tell us about your new business venture, your online...
What are you doing?
Online marketplace.
Why do you do this when you know it's something I can't say on the air? And it was
yeah, because you've never done that to us.
It was a joke that was meant for your ears only.
You were saying that you needed a tie clip.
Yes, I do need a tie clip. Yes. What about it?
Well, you came up with an idea, an invention, if you will.
What's that?
Just by replacing a letter and adding a piece of jewelry to the tie clip,
yeah,
you created a whole new invention.
What do you? I don't understand. Craig, you don't understand, do you?
I'm starting to catch on.
Jews.
But what I don't get is how you've how he's going to monetize this online.
He's going to sell them.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a website that I was going to buy.
He's already got the domain name registered.
Yeah. What is it?
I've already reserved it.
It's tieclip.com, but different.
Okay.
How is it different?
One letter.
I don't get it. I don't know. Anyway, how are you guys doing out here in Irving, Texas? Oh, Amy's clapping. There she is. Why isn't your daughter here? Why didn't you bring your daughter? You don't know? Does she not listen to the ticket? Okay, all right. Where's her wireless microphone?
It doesn't matter.
Danny doesn't want to talk to you anymore for some reason, but I do.
I just want you to leave her alone. She seems like a very sweet girl that's turned her life around.
She is very sweet. What do you mean turned it around?
Well, you know.
Was her life ever bad?
Well, she was statutorily raped at 16 and had a kid out of wedlock.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Then,
that's a tough way to start your adult life.
Merry Christmas. Do you still keep in contact with the daddy? Your daughter's black daddy, not your dad. Your dad's dead?
Oh, wow.
See?
And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, let's keep asking Amy questions.
Bear trap.
God.
Indeed. We keep him in our prayers. Go ahead, Kern, right over there.
You need to give her everything that's in your wallet.
Sorry to hear that.
And how did he die? You don't mind me asking.
He had liver failure from he was a drink or
cirrhosis of the liver that eventually went into. Indeed. And did you ever grow close to him throughout your life? Did you ever grow close to him? Did
no,
you reconcile with him?
Not really.
Okay. Indeed.
It's not getting any better.
Yeah. So let's go silver lining here and talk about your baby daddy.
Gordo.
When was the last time you talked to him?
Gordo.
He's the, for those of you just joining us, he's the black guy that statutorily raped you when you were 16.
Oh!
And you had a lovely daughter together, though.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, so see, that's the positive news. When was the last time you talked to him?
I tried.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. See there? So you guys are still friendly.
Friendly?
No custodial issues? Everything good?
Yeah.
See?
Everything's good.
See?
Now, how long were you married to him?
I wasn't married to him.
Okay. All right.
Okay. There's another one.
As the layers of onion just keep.
Oh, how long were you in a relationship with him?
You just assumed she was married to him.
He never got thrown in jail for making you reproduce. No? Good. Good. Okay. That's a silver lining. Okay.
For him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long were you together?
Couple years.
Mm-hmm. What's his story? That's a long-term relationship for parents.
He stuffed her T-shirt cannon and made her had a mulatto.
No, no. I mean, what's his life story? Does he play in the NBA or what's the deal?
Why do you ask that?
I wish.
We already asked that, Junior.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
You were listening.
And is there any doubt that if you did want to convert her female areas to a T-shirt cannon that you could? I mean, she was with this guy when she was 16, so...
What are you saying?
I'm just saying there's capacity.
Look.
You don't have to take this from him.
That's too much.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop this segment right now, damn it.
You're the one that said he was hung like a quarter horse.
I never said that.
Oh.
When? When would I have said that?
I don't know. Anyway, where's your dad buried?
Oh, my God.
That is a common pickup line by me.
So, where's your dad buried?
We got to go, right? See, look, Jeff said we have to go.
So, where's your dad buried? On that note. I'm sorry, Amy. All right, here we go.
Thank you for joining the orphanage at Ticket Stock. Stay tuned for real content on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.